The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Darren Svensson of KDEC Radio in Decorah and Rick Patry of Eldora Newspapers. Darren, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, as you very well know, we are down to one insurance company in the state of Iowa with the ability to sell on the exchange into the individual market. Does it have to reach a critical mass in this state as well as many other states for something to get done regarding health care? And what are the short-term plans of even talking about this proposed legislation?
Well, that's a very up-to-date question, particularly for Iowans. It's even worse of a problem in Tennessee, as an example. There's a lot of counties in the country where they've got the subsidy, but no insurance company at all. So your question is very timely. And I can't give you much detail because there isn't a lot of detail out on it. And I suppose it's not a far cry from what the House was expected to bring up 2 weeks ago. But there is efforts being made to reach a compromise in the House of Representatives on a bill. And you might wonder why we're concentrating just on the House of Representatives and the Senate isn't doing much in this area. And that's because it's got a lot of tax provisions in it. And under the Constitution, tax provisions have to start in the House of Representatives. But there's still a lot of thought and interaction between the Senate and the House on it, because what the House passes, it's going to have to get at least 51 votes in the United States Senate. So there is work being done on it. Now, I think your question begs a broader explanation other than just insurance companies leaving Iowa, because we've been hearing from the insurance companies for a long period of time that within a couple of years there probably won't be any insurance companies participating in the exchanges. And so not my words, but words of a lot of other people, Obamacare is in a death spiral. And even Democrats would admit that if Hillary Clinton was elected president, it still would have had a lot of changes be made. So we're in the process of making those changes in a way that will make health care accessible and affordable for everybody, and give our people more choices than what they have under Obamacare, both in insurance and in doctors and hospitals. So we want to make it a more patient-friendly program than it is under Obamacare. But even if we didn't make it more patient-friendly, we still have to make gigantic changes to Obamacare because it's slowly dying.
Senator, I have just a little observation from you in regard to all the stuff in the news here in the last couple of days in North Korea and Syria. Is this kind of a departure for the Trump administration, all the involvement that we have today?
Absolutely. It isn't so much a departure from a administration that's only 84 days old, but it's a dramatic departure from what he campaigned on, because he spoke so much about getting more deeply involved in the Middle East, and we're already involved. But I think it also shows the humanity of a person Trump, who, when he sees on television kids dying from sarin gas, and he's in a position to do something about it, and he decided to do it. And that reminds us that there was a line drawn in the sand by Obama and said if chemical weapons were used, there would be consequences. And so 1,400 people died from chemical warfare about 3 or 4 years ago. There were no consequences, and I think it emboldened Assad to do what he did now, even though there were just 83 people killed compared to 1,400. And so I think that that it sends a strong signal that there's a new sheriff in town.
And related to the issue in Syria and what's going on in North Korea, for the first time in the Trump administration, he is being put to some foreign policy test. Being the fact that it's, we don't know how these things will work out eventually, the ultimate grade is incomplete, but in the short term, do you feel the Trump administration is handling itself well, being tested from a foreign relations standpoint for the first time?
Well, the only thing dramatic that's happened would probably be those missiles that were used there to in Syria against the chemical warfare. But I think the meeting that Tillerson had yesterday with Russia, and probably more importantly, the meeting that Trump had with President Xi of China, that there's an opportunity for turnaround. And I think there's a lot of explanations of what went on in those dialogues, those two that I talked about. But I think in a few weeks we'll be seeing some evidence of some accomplishment happening. Probably can't be talked about too soon, because you can imagine President Xi can't go back to China and say, well, I gave in to Trump on this and that, because he's got his own political problems. And probably the same thing for Putin. You probably can't say that things are going to be different, but somehow I have a gut feeling that in a couple months we'll feel that some progress was made.
Senator, I'm not much of a political follower, so maybe this is something I just missed, but I've noted that you see a lot of discussion in the news about the practice of Americans working for foreign governments representing their interests here in the United States. Is that something that's sort of new or more wider than in the past, or has it kind of always been that way?
I think that the Justice Department has, both under Trump and under Obama, have not been forceful in making sure that people were registered. It's been a law for a few years. And in fact, a year ago, when we had an Obama presidency, I wrote a letter wanting to know about the enforcement of the law, and that Congress passed it because we intended it to be enforced. And I sent the same letter in the Trump administration. It's been nonchalant enforcement, and we've got to get over that. We need to know who in America is being paid by foreign countries that might be doing America harm. They have every right to, under our Constitution, to represent a foreign government, to be paid by it. But we need to know who they are and how much they're being paid. And the Justice Department isn't enforcing it.
Senator, is there a timeline for Governor Branstad to have a hearing and ultimately be nominated for the China ambassadorship?
Not set yet. But it will be. It'll go pretty smooth. I've been told by the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. It'll probably be set sometime in the first half of May. Probably, I doubt if he can be in Beijing before the 1st of June. But I don't think it's far off. In the next month, you'll probably have something very definitive. I don't expect any trouble with the nomination.
Senator, just one last thing. In just a general observation, how does the Trump administration kick off the first 100 days, for instance, compare with some that you've seen in the past?
Except for Gorsuch being put on the Supreme Court, there hasn't been a lot of victories in the Congress. And maybe that's to be expected, because it takes even Congress a long time getting geared up, let alone a person that's never been in politics like Trump getting geared up to push things. But I can say this, that he ought to have an A-plus for trying to do through executive leadership and executive action, including regulations, that he's trying to do everything he said in the campaign that he would do, and I think he's doing a darn good job of it. And then also in conjunction with Congress, because Congress has a role in some of these regulations, we've approved 13 resolutions disapproving rules, and the president signed every one of them, and I expect he's going to sign more. So even though that initiative comes from Congress and it's to override Obama regulations, it took the president's cooperation, and we didn't get that cooperation from Obama. He vetoed a lot of the ones that we passed. So here we are at least making real good progress on deregulation, and I think we're making considerable progress on reestablishing United States credibility with other nations, that we're not going to sit back and just be a bystander, that we're going to try to assume our leadership like we had in the 70 years after World War II that prevented World War III.
Thank you, Darren and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.